Welcome to This Daring Adventure Podcast, where we work on bridging the gap between where we are and where we want to be in order to live a bigger and bolder life. In this podcast, we will provide inspiration, tips, and skills you need to make your life the adventure you want it to be. Here's your host, mindset mentor, and life coach, Trista Gurdon.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are diving into a topic that I think will resonate with many of you. I've titled the episode, Problems Never Stop. And I thought that if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or at the mercy of the world around you, like life is happening at you, this episode is for you. Life is full of challenges, and it's easy to feel like you're constantly facing one problem after another, or multiple problems at the same time, like you're overwhelmed, there's so many things going on, it's too much. And it's easy to start slipping into the victim mode. But what if I told you that's just life? All these things going on are your life, and it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. Problems, and I put that in air quotes, are never going to stop. And that's okay. The key isn't in wishing them away, but in learning how to manage your mind and your response to them. It's how you're going to think about them. It's going to make all the difference in the world. You may be able to change the circumstance. You may be able to resolve things, change things, but things are going to continue to happen. Life will continue to happen, but you can reclaim your power. You don't have to be the victim. You don't have to have so many problems, and you can create what it is you want. So let's start by acknowledging a simple truth. Problems are a part of life. It's just life. From the moment we wake up, things are going on. We're met with different challenges, whether it's something as small as spilling a cup of coffee or something as significant as dealing with a difficult relationship. It's tempting to think, if I could only solve this one problem, then everything would be perfect. But the reality is that once one problem is resolved, something else will take its place. And this isn't a flaw in life. It's just the way life works. Instead of expecting a problem-free existence and arguing with reality that things shouldn't be this way and that something has gone wrong, we want to shift our mindset to understand that life is just a continuous flow. And things will come up and things will be resolved and things will change and we keep going. Part of what I want to recommend is don't make it a problem. Whatever the issue is, whatever the challenge may be, whatever's going on, whatever the circumstance is, you don't have to make it a problem. And that's something that I learned from my coach. Don't make it a problem. You are making it a problem. You're labeling it a problem. What if you don't make it a problem? Just calling it a problem is stressful. And you can feel the difference in your body in how you continue to think about it, how you just continue to describe it, to talk about it. Oftentimes we're talking about it to everybody. Oh, I've got this problem. Oh, you should hear it. But then you go on, and this is the way you're talking about it and describing it. Stop doing that. Stop calling it a problem. Stop describing it and telling that story of what a problem it is. Next, and this goes back to, if you don't make it a problem, then you don't need to stress and you don't need to react. Things are going to come up. And so if we're choosing not to perceive it as a problem and we are deciding how to respond to them, we don't need to stress and we don't need to react. Stressing out or reacting impulsively only adds fuel to the fire. If we're seeing them as threats or disruptions, we will place ourselves in a constant state of anxiety and defense. So just going back to that, not describing it as a problem, don't make it a problem, will calm your nervous system. It will change the way you're thinking about it and therefore the way you're feeling about it. And you can show up and take action from a completely different place. So this doesn't mean ignoring them or pretending that it doesn't exist, but it's recognizing that they're part of the journey, recognizing that you don't have to react, you don't have to stress, you don't have to call it a problem. It doesn't have to dictate your emotions. And there you're showing up differently, you're approaching it differently in a more rationally and effective way. Let me share an example from a recent coaching session that I had that illustrates this point. My client came to me feeling overwhelmed, and she was saying, life is throwing me a lot of curveballs. There's a lot going on. And she talked for several minutes about how she was overwhelmed, and there was so much going on, and it was just coming at her one thing after another. She felt like she was under siege. She had tried to adopt a mindset of acceptance, thinking this is the way it's going to be. I need to figure out how to move forward. But regardless, and despite her best efforts, she was still feeling overwhelmed. We started by breaking down what was really happening. And the brain likes to be very general and tends to look at things in a way that will overwhelm you. It doesn't get specific. But if you can get specific, it changes the way your brain is looking at what's going on. She had labeled all of the challenges in her life as curveballs, seeing them as unexpected, disruptive events that were completely beyond her control. But when we started to look at her situation more closely, it was clear that these were just normal life events. Things like figuring out her next steps after a divorce, dealing with her daughter's issues, and adjusting to a new city. These weren't curveballs. They were basically just life. The real problem wasn't the events themselves, but how she was thinking about them. By viewing everything as a curveball, she was unintentionally placing herself in a position of stress and overwhelm. When I asked her just to simply list out all the things that she was dealing with, she realized there were basically six main issues. Suddenly, six things seemed a lot more manageable than an endless barrage of curveballs, right? The brain likes to generalize. It will overwhelm you. By reframing her perspective, she was able to shift from feeling like a victim of her circumstances to recognizing that these were simply life's normal events that she could handle. We tend to think that these curveballs are coming at us, they're aimed at us, they're meant to take us out, and they shouldn't be happening. But in reality, there are going to be all sorts of different balls, and we can handle them, and we can move ourselves forward. And we're not the victim here. They're not coming for us. The real work lies in managing our minds. How we think about these problems determines how we experience them. So if we see them as insurmountable obstacles and that we are victims, we'll feel defeated. But if we see them as just a part of life, normal part of life, then we'll start to see them differently. The goal is to develop a mindset that doesn't spiral into negativity or victimhood at the first sign of trouble. This involves becoming aware of our thoughts, questioning the stories we tell ourselves, and consciously choosing to think in a way that empowers us. If you've listened to any of the previous episodes, or if you've coached with me in the past, you know I recommend journaling, doing a brain dump, writing out your thoughts, seeing what your brain is offering you, deciding what is a fact and what is the drama that your brain is offering you. Remember, a fact has to be something that everybody would agree on, something that you could prove in a court of law. The rest is all drama, and your brain loves the drama. If you can become aware of this process and catch yourself, you will be able to refocus yourself, drop some of that drama, refocus your brain on what you want to focus on, concentrate, and where you want to take action. A big part of managing problems effectively is having a strong relationship with yourself. This self-relationship is about more than just self-care. It's about self-trust, self-compassion, and self-empowerment. It's about knowing that you have the tools within you to navigate life's changes and that no problem is too big for you to handle. In fact, you don't even have to have any problems at all. By developing this inner strength, you'll find that you're less reactive to external circumstances and more grounded in your own power. For those of you who are listening and feel like your life is happening to you, I want to remind you that you have so much more power than you realize. You are not at the mercy of the world around you. Things are going to come up. That's going to be a constant. But so is your ability to solve them, to grow from them, and to thrive. You have the power to make any change you want in your life. It starts with managing your mind and developing a stronger relationship with yourself that is rooted in trust, resilience, and empowerment. If you're interested in learning more, I offer a 6-week jumpstart to building a better relationship with yourself. The first step is getting on my calendar and signing up for a consultation. Let's talk about the changes that you want to make in your life and how you can move yourself forward. I teach the very best tools and skills you need to change your life for good. I want you to take away this key message. Problems will never stop, but that doesn't mean your happiness has to stop either. You are able to thrive in the midst of whatever is going on in your life by managing your mind and building a strong relationship with yourself. Thank you for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please feel free to share it with someone else who might need it. Until next time, take care of yourself. And remember, you are stronger than any problem that comes your way. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this Daring Adventure podcast with your host, Trista Gurton. We hope you enjoyed the tips and conversations on how to get excited about life again. As always, you can head to TristaGurton.com for additional resources and to book a one-on-one coaching session. You can also follow Trista on Instagram at Trista V. Gurton. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.